there. Is everybody okay? I'd like to do one item and then we can do another break, or do we need to do the break first? Okay, so we are going to go to section number 4, item number 7, 21-146, in regards to John Opplinger, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance with consent agreement, and may return license to active status. We've got Dr. Opplinger here with us today. Why don't you come on forward?
Do I sit or?
Yeah, go ahead and have a seat. Okay, well, thank you for joining us today. And so, sounds like where we're at, there's not a lead on this, I don't believe. So feel free for anybody else to jump in or if Victoria has anything, but.
I can just kind of summarize.
Okay.
So your agenda item today is, we are almost at the end of Dr. Opplinger's probation period. Typically the respondent still comes at this stage, but he wanted to come, so here he is. So it appears, as far as we know, that he's complied with everything. The only thing that we, you know, don't have any direct knowledge of, and which you may want to just ask him to confirm, is we're still continuing just to treat animals owned by the shelter. Is the only outstanding question.
So that's our question for you. Are you just working on shelter animals at this time still?
At this point.
Okay.
Some of the animals do go through the shelter and then through me. Just to kind of make it's kind of a legal thing, I guess.
Okay.
But I mean, basically, yes, I'm just working for the shelter.
Okay. Sounds good. Yes, go
Madam
ahead,
Chair. Victoria, I just want to confirm that the civil penalty was paid.
I believe it was quite a while ago. Let me check. Let's see. Here it is. Yes, he paid it in January.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, so it looks like today, do you have anything else you want to add or share or the observation
yes.
sitting in our audience today?
The reason I came down was, for one thing, in the past, I got the hint that I should come down when I was being awarded the punishment, whatever you want to call it. So now that I'm basically off parole or soon to be, I just wanted a few questions answered. And you know, I did my continuing education, paid my fine.
Okay.
I had a practice over someone that looked over me,
a practice monitor.
Dr. Rawls. So I did everything. And you know, and punishment is, you need remorse, otherwise punishment is worthless. And remorse includes knowing what you did wrong, for one thing, and being accepted to try to better yourself. So there were multiple infractions that I had done. Most of them were, you know, writing my records up, which were poor, I realize, and so on. But, and so I have remorse for that. You know, I realize where I was wrong, and I'm doing better. Maybe not as good as maybe a new graduate, etc. But anyways, there are a few things that always come to mind. And one of them that comes to mind is let me get the number here. R3-11-502D expired. Can't use those when you're treating an animal. Why do your inspectors spend 2 to 3 hours looking at all these expiration dates? Why? There's nothing in here that says I cannot have something expired on my shelf. It just says I can't use them. The last time that the inspector found an expired item. It was, I think, a 1988 item. This was in 2021. I had a special cabinet of antiques, or what I call antiques. Okay, you know, glass syringes, whetstone to sharpen the needles, so on, so on. Well, the only thing that was found that was expired in my whole clinic after 2 or 3 hours of going through it was these catheters. Like I say, 1985. Why? You know, and this is not my first time to have expired things in the clinic. I worked for a past investigator, Dr. Eisenhower. After one of my inspections, not by him, by someone else, I asked him, why do you have somebody 2 to 3 hours looking for these expiration dates when it's not even in the thing? And he told me what to do. He said, well, get an expired vial of whatever. Put it on the shelf right there where they see it right away, then they'll go on to something else. And you know, that worked. The next time I was inspected, they saw that. They got it checked off and they went on to something else. And why are you guys paying somebody hours just to check out my expiration dates? It seemed like a waste of taxpayers' money. And the biggest thing that you do is you make it a joke for the practicing veterinarians to see that. And I really think, and this is, I realized that my records were off, but when I had, every time I was inspected, I have expiration dates, number one thing that they're looking for, and then they come up with, yeah, your records aren't good. Well, it kind of makes me say fooey with it. You know, why bother with updating my records when all you're interested in is expiration dates? And so I think you're prolonging and you're asking veterinarians to say fooey with the whole thing. You know, I'll just put up with it because you don't seem like you're diligent on your records. You're more concerned with expiration dates.
Okay.
And so.
Well, thank. I mean, you're certainly welcome to your opinion on that. I mean, I think, you know, I don't want to go down a rabbit hole here of going back and forth. Certainly, we always tell people that our inspectors are out there. We're actually not trying to penalize and you know, make this difficult for people. But I can appreciate if you are, you know, we might agree to disagree here. So, you know, I don't really know that we're going to respond per se to the exact, you know, but we can take, you know, your feedback and, yeah.
The next thing was R311.
Madam Chair, point of order. So okay. The agenda item is really to talk about the specific case and returning Dr. Oplinger's license to active status. The board has taken action on that item.
Okay.
Dr. Oplinger has more to say. He may would like to stay around to the call to the public.
Okay.
And share his opinions at that time.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Well, my last I'll make one quick comment. Okay. That's exactly why I came down here, because every time I call or ask somebody the reason for this and a couple other points, is I never get an answer.
I answered you the last time I did your inspection.
Well, I'll back it up. I mean, you answered me. I agree.
I agree.
Yeah. Get it. Yeah, there's a difference if you just don't like the answer that you're hearing.
It's not that I don't like it. It doesn't fulfill the benefit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, I do need a motion. I don't think I actually heard of a motion. We need to vote to return his license to active status on November.
Yes,
at the end of the probation period.
November 24th.
November 24th.
So moved.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to return to active status. If there's no further comments, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. So.
Okay.
Thank you for being here.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we are going
to
take a break.
Here.
So. So we, let's take at least 5 minutes, okay? And then we'll meet back for our next informal that should go really fast.
Well, you only take 15 minutes.